Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 6.
Ignite your life with passion and purpose. Your.
Hi, Donna. This is Cliff.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, Cliff. I'm good.
Good. Okay, great. Hey, sorry about the delay. Things are weird right now, as you can imagine.
Well, they're weird everywhere in the world, not just here.
Exactly. Yeah. How are you hanging up? How are you hanging out? You're up in Tahoe. How are things in Tahoe?
You know, I'm always fine. I've gone through so many crises in my life. It's just another one, and
this
I'm always
okay. This is nothing,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, it's nothing, you know, so it's what it is, and I always think it's for the best, you know what I mean, whatever's happening. So, yeah, I'm fine.
Boy.
I'm watching the snow come down. Yep.
Is it snowing right now out there? Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah.
I heard the lifts, of course, there's no one going anywhere, but I didn't think – I heard the snowpack this year wasn't as expected.
No, it was not really good, and then we had that big, big five-foot dump, and then, of course, they closed it that Sunday, so nobody got to ski. But, you know, that's the way that goes. I have a locker right at the ski hill and ski. I go over like 2-3 hours, you know, a couple times a week or whatever, so it's always okay. You know, the year before was much better, but –
Are you in Tahoe City or are you in Tahoe, South Tahoe?
No, North Tahoe, Tahoe City. You know it?
Yeah.
You know Tahoe
I love
City?
Tahoe City. Yeah, I used to, my wife and I, or my ex-wife, we would vacation in a cabin up there. It was great. I love it.
Yeah, I'm in Dollar Point. Do you know where that is in Tahoe City?
No.
Oh, well, it's just 2 miles out of the town. But it's
cool. Fantastic.
Yeah, I like it.
Cool. Okay, let me get Dr. Brenda and see where she is. I'm going to put you on hold real quickly, and we'll get this program going.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, she is just walking in the door, and so she's getting herself her headset going, and she's going to be with us in a few minutes.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, we wanted to put up some information, and on your website, the homepage has the list of the books, or should we just have people go to the...
Yeah, no, wait, I lost you. You're going in and out. What?
I have your homepage, your website.
Yes, okay.
And we wanted to list how people can get a hold of you. Is that the best source for people to check in?
Yeah, the website, absolutely. Put that website up. Yeah, it's under DonnaHartley.com or the homepage
I'm looking
up
at
or
it.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you have anything special you want to promote?
You know, I've got meditation and intuition downloads on my website that people are really wanting right now to deal with the crisis they're in, you know, so that might be something I could talk about, the meditation and intuition. They can go to my website and down, and it's like $10 or something. They download them.
I see fans, media, I see shop.
Shop, under shop.
Okay.
Okay.
Fire,
go to shop.
Fire, okay.
Go down and you'll see a download at the bottom for healing meditations and fire up your intuition.
Here it is. I got it.
Yep.
Fire up your
intuition. Those two downloads, yeah.
Okay, I'll put that on the program here.
Okay.
Okay, hang on one sec.
Okay.
There she is. Hi, Dr. Brenda.
Hello there, Cliff. How are you?
I'm good. We have Donna Hartley with us.
Hello, and, Donna. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm fine.
Good. And my apologies for the little scramble here on our end.
Oh, don't worry. I'm in the house, and I was canceling trips and canceling a European trip, so I was fine.
Oh, my God, I know. Everything is just up in the air. We had multiple conferences canceled. It just, you know, it's unprecedented time, but we will figure it out. Cliff, did you get my note asking you to send
I sent you the website because I didn't get a chance to do the full script. So
can you send the website to the office computer, please?
Office computer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on 1 second.
I sent you a text a few minutes ago. Donna, my apologies. I'm the only one in the office today because we're, of course, not supposed to even be out.
Right,
but
right.
You have to do what you have to do. So I'm in here to get some other things moving that we had to deliver. But no
and
staff
I, and I,
or
I'm
support.
Easy, don't I'm easy. Don't worry. We'll make it work. I've been doing this a while, too. So
good for you. You sound like a total pro. I love it.
Well,
tell me about you while I'm waiting
to
get the script.
I was an actress before I was, you know, a speaker. So, the interesting thing is, my life, I was an actress in Hollywood. I'm a former Miss Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
But the interesting thing, I was the last survivor on a DC-10 plane crash going from LAX to Hawaii to MC the Miss Hawaii pageant. And that changed everything. And that was on a March 1st, and I had melanoma on a March 1st, moved forward in time. And then I had open heart surgery for a valve replacement.
Dear
so
God.
On a March 1st.
You are a miracle woman.
So it's basically about survival. I mean, how do you shift in 3 seconds to live? I mean, and that's kind of what I had, because all those were emergencies.
So is that going to be your message today?
Yeah, it really is. You have to shift your attitude. You have to shift your vibration. You have to shift that mindset.
Okay.
You've got
to
meditate. So kind
then
of things
that's what we're
going to
talk about. Hey, you're doing the show right now. Wait, let me catch up with you. Okay, yeah. Oh, God, you're so pretty. Look at you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love that picture of you wearing your sash, your beauty queen sash.
Oh, beauty
my
queen.
God. Cecil Olympics.
There's a good story there you pull. I had to run 5 times till I finally won.
I love that. But you know what that says about you?
What? That
you are going to use persistent determination to get where you need to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am very quickly catching up on you. There we go. Oh, excellent. Okay. So you've got a powerful story and a powerful message, and that's how I'm going to introduce you. Not just another pretty face.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Cliff, I think we are locked and loaded. And leading in, hold on, let me get these bracelets off my wrist because they'll be making noise. We don't want any noise. Leading in, I want to let people know that next Friday, and what's the date next Friday?
Next Friday would be the 3rd of April.
April 3rd, great. We're going to have a live.
Ignite your life with passion and purpose. Your health, your wealth, your happiness. Make it good. This is Modern Love with Dr. Brenda Wade.
A big thank you to Rainbow Grocery, our favorite grocery store here in the San Francisco Bay Area, for being our sponsor. Because a healthy body is a sexy body.
And never, my dear Modern Love listeners, has it been more important to have a healthy body than it is right now. But did you know that your healthy body also has everything to do with your love life? We want to put together healthy love because it also strengthens our immune system. So if you are at home right now, we're all on this lockdown because we're living through the coronavirus era, and COVID-19 has shut the whole world down. Now, that might sound like a bad thing, but you know me. I think there's another side to the story, and we need to survive it. And our guest today is a master survivor, a true survivor who has survived things you can't even imagine. She's also former Miss Hawaii and a lovely person inside as well as out. And that's Donna Hartley. She's going to be with us in just a moment. But first, I want you to know that you can mark your calendar that this coming Friday, which will be the 3rd of April, the year 2020, I think it's still 2020, my God, so much has happened, we're going to be bringing you a live Zoom chat via Facebook. And look on Facebook for a link to the Zoom or just join us on Facebook. We're going to have the technology nice and smooth for you. If you're not already on our mailing list and you want more information, you can hit us back at love, L-O-V-E, at docwade, docwade.com. And we'll send you more info, but you can just jump on social media. We'll be simulcasting on Instagram, Facebook, and my guest for that talk is going to be the best-selling author of the book, Saved by the Light, Danyon Brinkley. And Danyon has been on every program across the United States, has survived. I won't even tell you the whole story. You need to hear it from his lips. An unbelievable tale. But we're talking about surviving Corona. So we're going to talk about that today with Donna Hartley. We're going to talk about it with Danyon Brinkley. And with Danyon, we're also going to get into a conversation to make sure that your love survives Corona. Because right now, everyone who's come out of quarantine in China has shown that it's very difficult to be at home with your mate because they have a record number of people filing for divorce. And we're not going to have it. You can come out of this time of being quarantined stronger than ever if you know the steps. And there will be 9 steps to save your love and grow your money in the time of Corona. Join us on Facebook or Instagram 4 o'clock next Friday. And tomorrow, tune in because you're going to get to hear Danyon Brinkley with me at 4 o'clock, Facebook, Instagram. All right, now let me tell you more about today's guest, Donna Hartley. As I said, she's former Miss Hawaii, she's been a television actor, and she has a compelling story that she has shared on NBC, ABC, PBS, New York Times. She's a master speaker and an intuitive mentor, and she knows everything there is to know about surviving challenges and developing what she calls heart-centered leadership. And she's got 2 stories in the Chicken Soup series, and she's the author of Fire Up Your Life, Fire Up Your Intuition, Fire Up Your Healing, and the Healing Meditation Insights Workbook. Welcome to the show, Donna Hartley.
Well, thank you very much. It's my honor to be here.
Now, you have survived the unmanageable. You have cheated death 3 times. Tell us your story, Donna.
Well, I always say I flunked entrance to heaven 3 times, right? I went up there and they sent me back, so I have some work to do. But I was an actress in Hollywood, and I was struggling. I was angry, but I was talented, but I wasn't getting the breaks I thought I should get. So you have to watch what you think to yourself, because I got to the point that I really didn't want to live, and I really was thinking about suicide.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Being a former Miss Hawaii, I landed the contract to go back to Hawaii to MC the Miss Hawaii pageant. And the flight that I boarded at LAX going to Hawaii on March 1st, 1978, exploded on takeoff and burned to the ground. Now, I had that near-death white light experience, and the questions that shot through my mind were, do you love yourself? Do you love your family and friends? Are you living your goals and dreams? And if you die today, have you left this planet a better place for being here? And I answered no to every one of those. And that's
Donna, that's amazing. You had all no's. Were you aware before that happened?
Well, I knew I was unhappy. Yeah, you know, I knew I wasn't happy, but I was trying to be this actress, so it had to work out. You know, I was pushing, I was forcing.
Yeah, and you were acting like you were happy, but you weren't. That's
correct.
The problem with acting is you can pretend, right?
Well said,
oh, my goodness. So here you are. So the plane exploded and you survived?
Right. I was the very last one to kind of scramble out of the back. I was coming down the evacuation slide, and it burst into flames because the whole entire aircraft burnt, everything. And so when I looked back, that was the second. That just in a second, my life changed. My attitude shifted. What I thought of my life, my destiny changed, and I knew it at that moment. I didn't know what it was. I just knew the path that I was on had ended because it had burned in that crash, and my life would never be the same. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, I can imagine. If there's anything that's going to wake you up, it's going to be something like that. But you didn't know what this wake-up call really meant. How did you start to get in touch with what the wake-up call meant for you?
Well, I ended up being the one person that when you fill out your forms and they asked you what happened and everything, I wasn't in the burn ward. I wasn't in the hospital. Yes, I had vertebrae out in my back and sprained ankle and, you know, heat blotches, but not considering when you saw people burn to death. So I was very
accurate. God. So there were casualties, of course.
Yes. Right, yes.
Oh, how sad.
So I was very accurate because I didn't think I was going to live. Because remember, I'd asked for death, so I thought, okay, it's going to happen. I am going to burn to death. And yet I ended up living. So, So when I wrote out my form, so my first speech, I mean, I am now an international inspirational speaker, was on that witness stand. I was called. There was thousands of people there, and I fought for regulation in safety change on the aircraft. And I did it without any money. By that, I mean I waived my right to sue the airlines so the changes would be made. And that was my first speech. So that was the beginning of my new path.
Wow. So, Donna, from that moment, when you made that first break where you said, I have, and did you say it consciously to yourself, I have a purpose. I need to do something. So I'm not checking no in every box when I leave the planet.
Correct. I said, I'm here, and I'm here for a reason. So I started what I call about going inside. You know, I'm a meditator. I go inside. I start asking for the answers. I started reading books. I started searching for that answer. I am still here. What is my purpose? That's correct.
Now, were you meditating before the accident, or was this all part of the wake-up call?
No, I was meditating before because I lived in Hawaii and had a lot of different, you know, religions and everything around me. So there was an interest. So I became a meditator in the early 70s. So, yes, I was meditating, which is, I believe, one of the reasons I was then open to change instantly because I could kind of prepare myself. Not that I was really good at meditating, and sometimes it didn't make sense and all that, but it sure did after that. You know?
Yeah, I can imagine. So from this accident, you began to ask the question, everybody, I want you to write down some of these very pivotal things that Donna is sharing, because you don't have to go through a fiery plane crash to ask yourself, why am I here? And you can meditate simply by focusing your mind on the question, why am I here? You can add to that, what is my highest purpose? What is my highest purpose? And you don't have to go abandon what you're already doing. You know, Donna, I don't know if you'll agree with this, but it's been my experience in the thousands of people I've had the privilege of coaching and training and working with in trainings and retreats, et cetera, around the world, that when we start to ask the question, very often the question doesn't send us on a whole new path. It deepens right where we are. I was thinking about what you said, that you'd already been an actor, already been a beauty queen. You're used to being on stage. So the obvious next thing for you is to do more being on stage, only now you're using that spotlight for purpose.
Absolutely. I absolutely believe everything we go through in life is preparing us for, like, the next stage. So it was easy for me to do that transformation to the stage, you know. And then I had a message that came from my soul. I wasn't reading someone else's script. I was telling the story and teaching people how, you're right, how they can shift their attitude, how they can change instantly once they make up their mind.
Well, how do you shift your attitude? How do you go from you know, where most of us live in a state of anxiety, a state of fear, worrying about money. The anxiety then gets projected onto our loved ones, which is why that divorce rate shot up in China, and we're doing everything we can to keep that divorce rate from shooting up after Corona here in the U.S. and any place else. We can put out the very powerful proven steps to making your relationship strong and shifting it. But what should people be thinking about now? Here we are. We have an unprecedented challenge on our hands around the world. And you have survived death. And you didn't tell us your other two things that you survived. You better tell us that first, and then you can
answer okay,
the first question.
So that was my March 1st, okay? So I'm definitely a redhead, and I'm definitely stubborn, and I'm Irish. So, you know, you have to kind of hit me over the head, and I get it. So on another March 1st, it was melanoma, stage 3, and the doctor said, make out the will. Because
oh, wow.
I was going to have 3 major surgeries at San Francisco at the Melanoma Center. Now, that one put a little fear in me because I was a single mom, had adopted my daughter. She was 6 years old and no place for her to go.
Mm.
Wasn't really about me then. Then, move forward 4 years after that, March 1st, I was in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I had open-heart surgery because my valve collapsed.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
They had my aortic valve, and they had to do emergency surgery. Now, but the good news is, because I'm a meditator and use my intuition, I had that little bump on my thigh, and my voice said, well, go in to a dermatologist. So I caught the melanoma just in time, and I'm totally
mm-hmm.
cancer-free. And the same thing with the heart. I was snow skiing, and I got a little tired, and like a couple days like that, and I went, something's wrong. I had to find a doctor. And went in, and he said, 10 days, you got to be on the operating table. So again, I was guided. But let me tell you, I got the message. They all happened on a March 1st.
So from now on, what do you do on March 1st? You go to bed and pull the covers over your head and say, oh, no, it's March 1st again.
You know,
wow.
I really did for a long time. I was so fearful. And this is the message to people listening. I was fearful, and I shut down right before and right after. And then in Lake Tahoe, where I live, my daughter was crowned Snowfest Queen in 2012. So I shifted the focus. Then every March 1st now, I think is fabulous. See, that's that shift you have to make.
Okay, so how do we make a shift? We need it right now.
We certainly
around
do.
The world. We need it.
So this, what I use and everything that I went through, I stop and I go, this isn't good. This isn't bad. This is a learning lesson for me. Let me understand what the learning lesson is. Then I can work my way out of it. Now, we have it on a global level now. And people are thinking, why is this happening to me? And I go, it's not happening to you. It's happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
So for you means you can talk about kindness now, compassion, and respect environment. You have time to meditate, time to spend time with your children. So if you shift that and say, okay, not good but bad, but there's a learning lesson. What can I learn from what I'm going through?
Right. Now, and when you look at all of this, you're opening. Now, this is important. I want to back you up here a little bit. When you think about everybody, the fact that you actually can choose where you want your mind to go. It can go dig in the dirt, and if your mind is used to digging in the dirt and coming up with negative thinking and ain't it awful and oh my God, this is terrible and what's going to happen, and you're wringing your hands because your thoughts are creating more and more anxiety. You all know that the whole field of cognitive psychology is based on the work of my hero, Dr. Aaron Beck. It's based on being able to do mind control to defeat anxiety, and Dr. Beck and all of the researchers who've come after him have shown it also defeats depression, because guess what? A negative downward spiral of thoughts. This is terrible. It's never going to get better. Ain't it awful? Blah, blah, blah. You go down that spiral, it pulls everything down with it. You stop seeing the world as a world of possibilities. And, Donna, I love what you're saying, because you took the mind to what we call the neutral place. This isn't
correct.
Good. This isn't
yep.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't good. This isn't bad. So now the mind stops, and now you can ask the question, what is the learning lesson? How is this something I can use? How is it for me? So keep going, Donna. I 100% get what you're saying. I'm highly trained in cognitive psych and all the other modalities that have to do with training the mind, including meditation, everyone. That's
oh, yeah.
the thing. So
it
now,
is.
Once we ask the questions, how is this a learning lesson for me? How can this benefit me? Then what's our next step?
Well, we have to really understand and get real honest, whatever that message or that intuition comes back. You know, instead of blaming someone else, when we get that message, we go, okay, so do I have to be a little more patient? Do I have to be a better communicator? You know, is that why this messy thing came up? Do I have to manage my fear? And, oh, my gosh, so we're going through a difficult situation now. So do I, like, write a little schedule out and say, okay, I'm going to walk 2 miles. I'm going to do exercise in the house. And I'm going to do work, you know, for 5 hours, whatever. Sometimes to get out of that hole we're in, I have to write a little schedule so it gets me going, you know, like it motivates me. Instead of falling back in the hole. And once I get that neutral, like you said, that we're at, then you start having a willingness and an acceptance, and you can start to move up, and then you go, this is a great situation. This is a joyful situation.
And you know what,
situation.
Donna? I want to just highlight one more thing. You talked about not blaming. And, guys,
correct.
The minute we go to blaming, you know what blaming actually does? It robs you of your opportunity. It actually robs us of the opportunity to look for the lesson. And that is what I'm hearing a lot of right now. You all know this. It depends on which news filter you like to pay attention to. Everybody's blaming everybody else. I had somebody say to me, oh, well, it's the fault of the Chinese. They suppress the information, instead of saying, you know, our government had the information and they didn't use it. Or, you know, why are there only 1,000 cases of COVID in the entire continent of Africa? Well, because they had a protocol in place after Ebola. So there's a lot of learning, but there really isn't anything we can get. There's no way to grow from blaming. Blaming takes the focus off of you and your possibilities. It takes the focus off of how we can all be part of making things better. So give up blame, and you always know you're blaming if the word out of your mouth is they or them or it's you, rather than how can I grow.
Yeah, right
so,
on.
Underscore, underscore. So, Donna, you're saying that once we ask those questions, we have the opportunity to start generating possibilities. And for you, when you looked at these three March 1st events in your life, guys, we all made it past March 1st, so we're safe from Donna's whatever it is she used to have. And I get that you've transformed it, Donna. I'm just joking. But for you, what do you think is the most important shift for us to be able to continue? Because a lot of people are going to come out of this time of corona and go, okay, back to business as usual. How do we continue down that path, this new awareness, this heightened sense of making our life a life that's purposeful?
Well, I think we have to say every day, we have to have some gratitude. We have to say, okay, I made it through. I'm here. So I like the trees. I like the earth. It's a respect for yourself as well as other people. And I think we've been lying to ourselves for a long time, thinking, I need this money. I need this car. I need all these things. And we don't. We need the simplicity of truth and intention. And I think that's what this whole, you know, next 10 years is about, being truthful to ourselves, truthful to other people, and having a clear intention. You're right, that we want to make a difference. We want to help in a small way, in a big way. It doesn't matter. But we feel good if we get something for a neighbor that can't go out and get that they're in their house. We feel good. You know, it's just those little acts of kindness, of acceptance. And that's what builds on love, joy, and inner peace, which I think most of us are going for, but it's a lot of work to get there.
Inner peace is the grand prize, but you named two of the powers of the heart. There are 12 heart powers. Everyone who follows us on Modern Love, you've heard me talk about the 12 heart powers. Truth is one of them. It's in the trifecta, love, wisdom, and truth. Truth without love is brutality. So I don't want you going out there going, I'm going to tell somebody the truth. If it's mean, then it's brutality and you're not putting love. Love and truth together, that's the grand prize. It's called wisdom. And you also talked about intention, Donna. Now, we know there's a ton of research coming out all over the world about intention groups, power of eight groups. I'm in two of them, people focusing their intention. It's part of what I do. I love to tell people this. With our True Love, True Prosperity Mastermind training, people are trained to set their highest intention, and the highest intention is always in line with what you said about how can I leave this world a better place because I was here or I am here and making it better right now. So, Donna, in your own life right now, today, what are you up to? Because I know you're doing a lot with your little red-haired Irish self to make the world better.
Well, one of the things I really encourage, and I do have a couple downloads that people can purchase on my website, meditation and developing your intuition. Because I do believe we can't, you know, depend on the outside. We have to go in for our wisdom and our truth. So by meditating or guided visualization, whatever you want to call it, or mindfulness, you know, mine, I talked you through the ocean and, you know, birds are chirping and things like that, and developing your intuition. I know we all have it. We just don't take the time to trust our gut, to listen to it, and then
everybody's got a flash of intuition. Those who are going, oh, no, I don't have intuition. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
How many times, this is the key for me, how many times have you done this? Because I've done it hundreds. Your mind says, oh, you know, I really should go that way, not this way. Or, you know, I really shouldn't eat that, or I should turn right, not left. And you ignore the message, and
correct,
you end up in the doo-doo. You all know about the doo-doo. Okay, so we all have intuition. What Donna is talking about is not going and cultivating something you don't have. It's about taking what you already have and developing a strong, clear way of working with it. But don't you dare tell me that you don't have intuition, because you do. And intuition, by the way, is one of the 12 powers of the heart. Just thought I'd throw that in there for those who want to know. So, Donna, I love what you're up to. You get the last word. What do you want to leave us with today? And everybody, you can go to Donna's website and check out more about what she has to offer. I want you all to develop your intuition because you have it and you need your intuition. Donna, give us that website address, would you?
Okay, it's under my name. So it's Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Hartley, HARTLEY.com. And you know you're on my website because a big plane crash comes up,
yeah,
on a banner.
Yeah, I saw that big fiery plane crash right in the front. Bring firepower to, to your life and your next event.
This is
Donna,
also
that's fantastic.
This is also another thing. I changed my seat when I got to the airport and I moved from the other side, which is the worst side, to the side that you see on my website, because that looks terrible, but that's what kept me alive. I was six rows from the edge. I changed my seat, and that's what did it. I listened to my gut.
Oh, my God. So you didn't even know you had intuitive power, but you listened to it, and it saved your life. That's a powerful story. And, Donna, it's such a pleasure to have you join us at this crucial time in the human journey, where around the world we're all called to become aware. There are people all around this planet going through what we're going through. We're on lockdown here in the San Francisco Bay Area, but they're on lockdown in India right now for the next 21 days, and all across Europe, the African continent. We are having a human experience, all of us, at the same time. And I think it's important to bring that into our conscious awareness, because guess what? We are now in the global age. We can't just think about ourselves anymore over here. We have to think about the whole world, and that something happening in one area can affect all of us, and really look at what we can learn. Really look. And so if you're interested in learning, this Friday, you can join Danyon Brinkley and I. That's tomorrow. We're going to be in a deep conversation about breaking love patterns before they destroy your love, because we're finding out, of course, around the world now, people are coming out of quarantine and going, I don't want to be with you anymore because I didn't know you were this kind of person. What's wrong with you? And instead of that, we could learn some great communication skills. And I don't mean, you know, the old kind of communication, but really to tap deeply into what brought the two of you together. And I'm going to follow Donna's lead here. Not only do you have a purpose as an individual, your relationship has a purpose too. We're going to talk about that with Danyon Brinkley tomorrow live on Facebook, and the very next Friday, live Zoom training, 9 steps to save your love and grow your money in the time of Corona. So get out of panic and learn those 9 steps with us. And you can register for those on, let's see, where can you register? On Eventbrite, send an email to loveattalkway.com, or just send a note to us on social media saying, hey, I want in on the 9 steps. So Donna Hartley, our speaker today, such a joy, such an inspiration. Hit her back. Donna Hartley, that's HARTLEY.com. She's a fireball in the best sort of way, everyone. Thanks, Donna.
I loved it. I loved what you had to say. And I do send love and light to everyone that's listening.
I'm taking that in. And a big thank you to Cliff Dunning, who is our executive producer, and to all you modern lovers. I'll be with you tomorrow on Facebook and the following Friday for the live 9 steps to save your love and grow your money training. Blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.